honored if you would join us.
Something dark side. Something complete.
It's a trap.
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any boffins die. This information.
Now I feel like I take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, and suddenly silenced.
Well, hello, hello.
Hello there.
And welcome to Þulaskoðun Radio. My name is Gísli.
And I am Egill.
So, how are you doing? We're a bit late this week.
A little bit.
Yeah.
After recuperating and partaking in the fabulous Reykjavik Regional.
Oh yes, it was a great, great event.
Fabulous.
Yes. Yeah, that's why we're late. We didn't really have time to record last week.
Until now.
Yeah, we had guests over at Friday night. We usually record on Friday night. So.
Yeah. And this Friday night, we had our visitors that wanted to come and play some Pew Pew.
Yeah.
Namely, Chris Mitchell, Jesper Hills, and Cormac Higgins.
Yeah. And yeah, it was a sweet, a Canadian and an Irishman.
Walked into a bar.
Yeah, they did. I think they did. Anyways. There's a lot of things to talk about. We haven't talked about World's Salt Fest.
Yeah, I'm a little salty.
You are?
Yeah.
Really? Why is that?
I was a little salty.
yeah, well, I got a ticket from a lottery.
Yes, yeah. You did.
And when we were actually recording, just finished recording last episode when I found out.
Yep.
And I was extremely happy about it. But then again, I thought almost everyone would get a ticket. That wasn't the case.
No, not really.
Oh, geez. Wow. No, it looks like one of every four people, or five people or something, got tickets.
Well, that's what it sounded like on the internet.
But then again, maybe people who are a little bit salty about it tend to talk more about it.
Yeah, they're a little louder.
Yeah, probably.
And the people that got tickets just shut up.
Yeah, yeah, they might just shut up. They don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have tickets.
Yeah. But what went wrong?
I don't know. We don't have any statistics. We don't know how much of the end tickets has actually been, given out.
No.
We don't know how much they're holding back.
No.
Or how many applied. I'm relaxed about
it. I am actually certain that there will be a lot of tickets being sold.
At the click-off.
In the click-off.
Yeah, probably. I think so.
Yeah, I think there were many, many people who applied for every single game.
Oh, yeah.
There was a thread, I think it was on Reddit. I read it at least somewhere. There was a guy who was talking about Worlds. Hey, I applied for Destiny and blah, blah, blah. He wanted to go play Destiny or card game or something.
Yeah.
And he got a ticket for X-Wing. And he was basically asking, can anyone teach me this game?
Oh, for fuck's sake. That must be a troll. I mean, honestly.
I don't know. But, yeah. What went wrong? Why isn't X-Wing just renting out Radisson? Oh, wait. They are.
Yeah, for what? Destiny?
Site events. Really?
Yeah.
Use Radisson for X-Wing, and you can fit about 500 people there.
You think?
Yeah.
In a single day?
In a single day. Instead of 150, 60 or something. Yeah. 200 at most. Because some people have been talking about, you should earn your wings to fly or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a wrong.
It's difficult.
Yeah. If you would have to earn your way to Worlds, I don't think you would have had world champions like Justin Poix or Nantorps.
Yeah.
They came in pretty unknown. I mean, no one knew who Justin Poix was.
No.
But
yeah, he even stayed at our hotel, I think.
Yeah, we had.
And we had no idea.
Yeah. But I want just... But yeah, I want everyone who wants to go to be able to go. Or at least within...
Within reason.
Yeah, within reason. I mean, give out 1,000 tickets, 2 flights... 500 people each flight. Yeah. I think that would settle it. Or, okay, if you want the lottery system, make people pay beforehand.
Yeah.
Pay like, hey, if you apply for a lottery ticket, pay like $50 or something, then it would clear out.
Yeah, the maybes and...
The maybes and people just want to be there because of someone else in some other game or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to be salty about it.
No.
I'm going.
You have ticket.
Yeah. I have booked a ticket, a flight, and hotel.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You are excited, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I have a buy thingy now.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah. So I'll be able to get a ticket.
Okay. That's awesome. So you might be my roomie. Might.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely?
The only thing that can stop me is money. But I'm working on it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. This system is horrible.
For internationals?
For internationals.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I might get a ticket maybe at the end of March, but then I have to book a ticket with a month in advance.
No, not even a month. Like 2 weeks or something.
Oh, it's in the middle of April?
Yeah, I think they... For the click-off...
Oh, fuck.
You get... they tell you if you got a ticket 10th of April or something.
Oh, that's just... Yeah. That's mean.
Yeah, okay. I'll find it here. It should be here somewhere. Let me see. Yeah. Registration here. Okay.
And, yeah, this is really stupid, because people...
Oh, yeah. April 10th, any remaining tickets are made available to the public.
General applicants, what's happening on March 30th?
May redeem 31st. Their invitation on a first-come, first-served basis.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. So if there are any tickets left after March 31st, they go on sale April 10th.
Okay.
No, their invitation. Oh, wow.
So people that applied, there's like a second wave of invitations?
I don't know. I don't get it.
And then a click-off on April 10th?
I don't get it.
Anyway, it's let's too, not talk too about close this. To the event, yeah, at least.
It's, for international players, it's horrible.
Yeah, and it's kind of stupid, because we've kind of been planning this for since last Worlds.
Yeah, we have been practicing.
Yeah, and and if you manage...
We were going to go like 5 or 6 Icelanders.
Yep. Nobody got tickets but one. Yeah. Only one.
Yeah. Everyone applied.
And Iceland only gets one regional.
Yeah.
So that would be 2 going.
Yeah.
And then the rest is up to the click-off.
Yeah.
Please, FFG, make the venue bigger.
Yeah, I think that's the best case. I mean, they have Radisson, like, you have to walk 5 minutes to go to Radisson. So it's not ruining any FFG mood because the FFG center is just right next to it.
Yeah.
So you could go there. It would be event streaming there, other events at FFG. They could even hold the site events at the FFG center instead.
Yeah.
So that would be bigger. And obviously they are renting out the Radisson. So.
I haven't been to the Radisson. How big a venue could you fit in there?
I think it's like 500.
Oh,
yeah.
So roughly the same size as the FFG center.
Bigger. FFG center takes about 200 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, whatever. Enough about that.
Enough.
Let's talk about the prices.
Prices.
Oh my god, they look good.
Those templates, man.
Oh, those templates. Okay. Everyone who attends Worlds in every single game, they get a ticket for 10 prize tickets or something like that.
Prize wall tickets.
Prize wall tickets, yeah.
Yeah.
And for each game they play, they get... what was it?
100 sleeves?
Yeah, 100...
Championship sleeves.
World championship sleeves. Card sleeves.
Yeah. Which, that's a lot of sleeves.
Oh, yeah. If you only go through day one, and that's six games, you are getting 600 sleeves.
That must have been on sale.
Oh, yeah. And if you go to two, you at least get 900 sleeves. And that's saying if you don't make it to top 16.
And... we're maybe estimating 400, 500 players?
Yeah, something like that. It's a lot of sleeves.
Six games, 600 sleeves per player?
Yeah,
that's
a lot of sleeves.
Yeah, I think I've illustrated that I'm not good at math on the fly, so I'm not going to bother. But that's a lot of sleeves.
Yeah, that's a lot of sleeves. And, of course, X-Wing players get... the Star Wars X-Wing Miniatures Game t-shirt.
Which look nice.
They look nice, but I would like them to say World Championship 2018, like the old ones. It might say that on the back.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Must be.
Must be, yeah, probably. And then we get an awesome binder. It doesn't say if it's for a pilot card or a grid card. It looks like doesn't a pilot card for four pilot cards or something like that. With a picture of Darth Vader. I'm probably going to use it for my altars. It's a great altar piece.
World Championship card binder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a Fen Rao altar. Which looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a drawing of Fen Rao in his protectorate.
Is it from Star Wars Rebels? Is it a still?
No, I don't think it's a still. It doesn't, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyways, and then they talk about the prize wall. It's the same prize wall as last year's.
Wait. Oh, that's a picture of the sleeve.
Yeah, it is. The sleeve actually looks pretty nice.
That's a nice sleeve.
Yeah. It's in that red and black color
with the World Championship logo. Yeah. So
it looks really well. So I'm going to be happy about it. Anyways, they have a new thing on the prize wall.
Yep.
Those awesome range rulers.
Awesome.
Oh my god, I really like them. They're pure white, only with a World Championship logo on it.
Yeah, but they're not... doesn't say 2018 on them.
No, it doesn't.
I wonder if it's just going to be a reoccurring thing.
Might be, but hey, I don't care. They look really nice.
They're sweet.
You can't win them. You have to buy them at the prize wall with the prize tickets.
Sure. Wonder how many...
They must have enough of this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
I wonder how many points.
Yeah, we have no idea about that. But thing is... because they have in the top cut, they have templates in the same colors. And like it was last year, the guys who made it to top cut weren't really able to use their tickets for anything.
Yeah, because they were, always playing.
Yeah. So they must have learned something from it and have enough of acrylic rain swirlers.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember they were calling out, "We're closing the prize wall.
Yeah.
Anyone with tickets?" And then Nantorps.
He was playing top four or something.
Yeah,
he was playing top four.
But I have tickets.
Haven't used any of it.
Closing the prize wall. Yeah. Silly.
Yeah. And anyways, the Swiss rounds, on day one, we get 6 Swiss rounds. And to go to day two, you have to win at least 4 of them.
4 out of 2.
But
four of the six
games. But there are Swiss rounds reward. If you win 3 rounds, you get a Concord Dawn Protector title and a Fearlessness plastic card, double card.
R2-D2 thing.
Yeah, like but this one is plastic.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Fancy. But nobody uses Fearlessness.
No, I know, but it looks
except
cool.
Except Fresh.
It looks cool. But then again, Fenrir with Fearlessness, if you make it, it's horrible. And then if you win 4 games, and thus go to day 2, you're going to win 3 sets of, what is it called, marker tokens. Small marker tokens. Just called 8 with the number 18 and the world logo on it.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, it's small and handy.
Sure. Just big enough to go over the nubs?
Yeah. Oh no, yeah, it is. Anyways, then we have the top 32. They have the same dice as last year.
Looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like it. It's the red and green ones with the silver swirl.
Yeah, silver swirl, marble thingy.
Pictures don't do them justice, really.
No.
Those are the nicest dice I have seen.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I think they're prettier than the gold and silver ones. I don't like them. I would like to own them. But
But not your favorite.
No, not my favorite.
No.
But those are the nicest one I've seen.
Yeah.
It's like the 2015 regional dice, but they had a little gray in it, but this one has a silver. So.
Yeah.
But top 16, they get a medallion.
Yeah, it's a nice starter. What are you? Death Star.
Death Star medallion. Yeah, Death Star 2. But it. Yeah, it looks really good. I would like to own that.
I would probably just wear it.
Every day, yes.
Hello, I am salesman. Would you like to buy from me?
But top 8, those templates.
Yeah.
Maneuver templates. White. Just
such.
Yeah, they have the World Championship logo.
Yeah.
And then they just have
Dots for length.
Yeah. 1 dot and 2 dots.
They're
and 3
so
dots.
Fantastically minimalistic. Yeah. I love them. Mm-hmm. White and red. They're in the same color as the range templates.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're just sweet.
Really, really nice. But top 4, they get Protector, it's Starfighter. Let me see. Yeah, Art Print.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
I don't know how big it's gonna be, but hey, it
3
would look
feet by 6 feet.
Does it say?
No.
No. No. It might look nice in the garage.
Yeah. Because none of us will be able to hang it. At least none of us that are married would have a space for it in the anywhere.
And then the runner-up gets
it's the
same picture of the Protectorate. It's the plaque.
Yeah.
It looks like the store champions in plaque. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay. But it says in big letters, finalists.
Yeah, finalist. First loser.
First loser, yeah. And then the champion gets a nice-looking trophy.
Yep.
It looks okay. And, of course, they get a ticket to Next Worlds.
Yep. And, a ticket for flight and board.
Yeah, flight and hotel and for a friend.
What?
Yes, it says here.
What?
This is a world championship trophy.
So, do you want to go with me to the world to 2019?
You have to go with me first.
I'll make it happen.
Yes. It says here, in the 2018 X-Wing World Championship claims a flight, hotel room, free seat, and a companion seat for the 2019.
So you get a crew upgrade.
But it doesn't say they get a free flight for the companion. It might just be a companion seat at the Worlds, not the flight. But of course, the companion is probably staying at the hotel, but you might have to pay for the flight.
Claims a flight, hotel room, free seats, and a companion seat. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can bring a friend to play, but he has to. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then they get one-of-a-kind tray for the templates.
Yep. It looks awesome.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think I think those templates and rulers will look fantastic in there. But that being said, it doesn't look like it has a cover.
No, it doesn't look like it has a cover.
So who uses that?
You have to use a cover, otherwise how are you going to bring it around?
Yeah.
It's okay when you're at the place where you're competing, but when you're traveling, just goes everywhere.
Yeah, even at the place. I mean, okay, you're going to have to move around.
Yeah.
There's lunch breaks.
Yeah.
You're going to keep holding it, you know?
Yes, you buy me dinner on it.
Yes, you can eat off it.
You can have a plate. Anyways, the prices, they look really nice. And the price wall was a great idea last year.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit poorly executed.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I have no idea how to do it differently, though.
No. Maybe not have it open on day one. 1A, that is.
Mm.
Because then anyone competing on 1B doesn't have a chance of getting anything on day 1A.
No.
And day 1A people have the chance of getting stuff on day 1B.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the definite upper hand of getting the swag they want.
Yeah.
Because 1B people will be playing on 1B, but 1As have all the ticket in their pockets. And
I'm playing on 1B.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So you get no swag.
I might get it on Friday.
Yeah.
But I
unless swag. You're playing then.
I've been checking out who is playing on 1B.
Really?
Yeah. I saw Marcel Manzano there. He's playing 1B.
Okay.
I'm terrified.
Well, there's 200 players. You might not.
Yeah, but if I'm going to win every day, every game, I'm probably going to meet him game 6 or 5.
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to win 5 or 6 games.
Well, you can lose 1 or 2. It's okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Depends on, we don't know what kind of, if you, on day 2,
mm-hmm.
like it was last year.
It was everyone who was 7 and 2 went through to top 16.
But then you had the win-loss into day 2, right?
Yeah. In day 2 you had to, it was just top 64 from each day.
Yeah, it was just 2 extra rounds of Swiss.
Yeah. So everyone with 7 wins and 2 losses or more, the 7 wins or more, went to the cut, top 16 cut. So you might be able to lose 2 games if you win all the other 3 games.
Yeah.
The day after. So you wanna go into day 2 with a
as many good, wins as possible.
As many wins as possible. But
yep.
Do you think this world is going to be easier than the worlds before?
Easier?
Yeah. Because of this ticket system. the lottery system.
Yeah, I see your point, because if you're having a click off, all the really motivated players are at the computer screen.
I think it's going to be easier to be able to be in the middle tables. I don't think it's going to be easier to go to top tables.
No, that's
gonna because there are so there are regional winners, national winners.
The
European Championship is going to be there, and Gen Con winners and all sorts of great competitors, and they are going to go far. So being able to be on one of the top tables is going to be just as hard, I think. But I think it's going to be a little bit easier on the middle tables.
In the salt mines and middles, maybe.
No, not maybe salt mines, just middle tables, just 3 and 3, 4 and 2, maybe. I consider 4 and 2 kind of middle table-ish. 5 and 1, you're getting to the top tables.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm getting all. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
But yeah, X-Wing. It's a 4-day event. 4 days. 4 freaking days. From Wednesday to Saturday. Oh no! Sorry, 5 days, because on Sunday they have an epic event as well. Not Team Epic.
X-Wing Epic. Free.
Yeah, they don't have a Team Epic. But they have Epic.
They have a Team Epic on Wednesday.
Yeah, the same day as 1A.
Really?
Yeah, so if you're playing on 1A, you're not
going
to... No. That's a side tournament schedule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a world champion.
There you go.
Yeah, X-Wing Day 1A Swiss.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the world championship schedule.
And
the side event starts at 7 o'clock p.m. And... Yeah, six games of Swiss, they're probably not going to finish by then, I think. There were 7 games of Swiss last year.
No, I mean, the Team Epic thing is probably 1 game, right?
Yeah.
And that'll be finished by 9:30 when X-Wing starts.
No, that's PM. That's AM.
Ah,
you're not going to start Team Epic. Start, you know, because everyone knows what Team Epic is.
Yeah.
It's just...
Beer.
Putting planes on the table and just pretend moving them around while drinking beer and eating burger.
Yeah, and if you have a sweet gimmick that, you know, like the crates did last year.
It was Chris Allen at least.
Yeah.
I don't know who was with him.
Oh, I remember.
8 Upsilon shuttles on the table. None of them moved the entire game. Just come to me. I have lots of red dice.
Yes.
That's and the Chris Allen way, I think.
Chimney stack and balls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But hey, we have more prizes.
Do we?
Yeah. We had an article. Take your best shot.
First quarter kit.
Yes. I think they call it season 1 now again. They're always mixing it up. It's not a Q1 kit anymore.
So it's a Q1 kit.
Yeah. One time it was like season 1 and season 2, and then it changed to summer and fall.
And
something like that. Winter. And then it was Q1, Q2.
Yep.
And I think it's a season 1 kit now.
But anyway. Makes total sense.
Yeah. They're giving away 16 Shadowport Hunter, the PS2... the Lancer craft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice art.
It looks good.
Yeah, and then they're giving away 4 quick draws, alt arts.
Ooh, top 4 gets a quick draw.
Yeah, it looks really nice. But it shows a pilot and the co-pilot. Which the SF doesn't have, according to FFG.
Okay.
Yeah. The co-pilot is looking around to his pilots. Yeah. Ah, it's a nice art. But the coolest thing there are four sets of five metallic shield tokens.
Made of metal?
Yeah.
Is it heavy?
I don't know.
Then it's expensive.
Yeah. it says it's a. Let me see. Blah blah blah.
That is nice.
Yeah, metal shield tokens. They're not painted, so.
Yeah, you can do that yourself.
No, it's metal. I don't want to paint it.
Maybe you won't do.
Yeah, someone maybe.
But I like this because my favorite prizes are the Challenger coins that used to be in kits.
Yeah.
It was such a nice different kind of thing. I like
that. That's the only prize I'm missing. I don't have a Challenger coin.
Oh.
Yeah, I would like to own that. But
you can't have mine.
If I get a World Championship medal instead, it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Ooh.
What?
Yeah, but yeah, those prices look nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
For a Q1.
But they used to have like top 32 or something.
Yeah, like an upgrade card or something.
Upgrade card for, either upgrade card or a pilot card, like top 32. And then they had top two. Now they have top 4 and top 16. So
yeah, okay.
They're giving more people the top prices. It looks.
Yeah, top 4. Yeah. And
yeah, they're doubling down on the top 4 prices. So. Oh well.
Sweet.
That's sweet. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But should we talk about regionals?
Yeah, sure. Let's.
Should we go game by game? A little bit, if we remember. I don't have it written down. I usually write down my games.
Yeah.
Just.
I had no time. We were setting up a video feed, which we will actually publish when you get around to narrating the video files. But it was kind of stupid because I think there was a Thule squadron at the like three of every four games that we recorded.
Yeah, and yeah, it was just table one.
Yeah, it was table one.
Yeah.
And incidentally, we were there.
Yeah. But, okay, let's start with game one.
Yeah.
I played with Mr. Bai.
Yep. And you won.
And I won.
Not a perfect MOE, though.
No, I got 150 MOE.
Yep.
Yeah. I used my store championship Bai for that.
Yep.
Because I had one.
I didn't. Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You got that out of the way?
Oh, yes.
Are you happy?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy. Okay. Okay. You want to talk about your game?
My first game was against Kaure Christensen.
And we recorded that.
Yeah, we did. Funny you should mention that.
You're going to mention the game number two next.
Yeah, my part. Which we also could. Anyway, my start at the tournament was not so good because Kaure just annihilated my Ray Miranda.
Yeah.
And tabled me on stream, my own stream. Not stream, but record.
But he didn't want to create templates.
No, he didn't. he's unlike you. He's actually a pretty decent guy and didn't want to rub my nose in it. So, thanks, Kaure.
Well, Kaure is a great player.
Yeah. He was actually at,
2015,
he was the fourth after Swiss.
In Worlds.
In Worlds,
And top 16.
Yeah. So, if anyone's going to table me, I'd like it to be him.
Yeah, he was flying. Oh, you want to say what you were flying first?
Yeah, sure. I mean, everybody's going to assume anyways. I've been flying this for a while now.
Yeah, since last Worlds.
Since last Worlds. I have a Ray, pretty standard for me. It has the expertise, engine upgrade, Kane and Fenn, and the sloop title. Uh-huh. And accompanying Ray was Miranda Donnie and twin laser turret with bomblet and long range scanners and a pork.
Yeah, of course. You have to have a pork there.
Mandatory.
Oh, talking about porks.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
The guys from the pork squadron. They sent us their hand-knitted porks. Oh, they look so awesome.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Just thank you. It looks, yeah. It's going to look so good on my back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got mine.
Yep.
It's awesome.
And anyways, Cody, he was playing Nimiranda.
Yeah, Nimiranda. And he had all kinds of shenanigans. He had thermal detonators, like four of them. TLTs, expertise, trajectory, simulator, harpoon missile, munitions, extra, genius, guidance chips. And that's just Captain Nim. And then he had Miranda with bomblet, TLT, Sabine, extra munitions, harpoon, and guidance.
Yeah.
So he basically... I forced myself into a bad situation in this game and had to take some chances after that. And he punished me for it.
Yeah, when you told me you were tabled, I kind of didn't believe it because you have Ray.
Yeah.
And he has Nim. Every time you see that Nim, something goes through.
Oh, yeah.
So,
One of my chances was a risky move around a rock, and I managed to clip it.
Oh, and not get a shot.
And not get a shot. Okay. Which, incidentally, would have turned the game around. Okay. But, you know, a millimeter is a millimeter.
Yeah.
Although, if I was using the regional templates, I probably would have missed that.
Yeah. Let's talk about that later on.
Yeah.
Okay. Game number two.
Game number two. Let's talk about your game number two.
Oh, yes. Let's do.
Was that recorded by chance?
Oh, yes, it was. I was at table number one because I won my first game, right?
Yeah, against Mr. Bai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My game number two was against Holy.
And how did that go?
Wait, I'm going to tell people my list first.
No, tell them how to go before you tell the list and then also after you tell, because it's... Sounds better every time I hear it.
That I got tabled.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. You can tell me.
Yeah, I got tabled as well.
Good.
But hey, you got tabled first as a podcaster.
Okay.
I won my first game. Yeah. Okay. I was playing against Oli. I was flying the Vader.
Not true.
My list. It's Vader with VI engine upgrade, advanced targeting computer, harpoon missiles, and engine upgrade. It's missing here.
No, it's not. It's there. It's in line number two.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, engine upgrade. And I'm accompanied by quick draw with spec ops training, VI chips, fire control, and harpoon missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And then pure sepak on the TIE Striker with VI and adaptive ailerons and guidance chips. 98 points.
What? Guidance chips?
Of course.
Of course.
Ole, he was playing double noose with heavy laser cannon, link battery, advanced slam, and the title, the XG1 title, and Vessery with tractor beam, expose, and the tight D title. Oh man.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Yeah, it's a nasty list. There was one little mistake we made in the game with the tractor beam. He tractor beam quick draw on a rock. Without being able to, because the template clipped the rock when he put me there. It's not allowed.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the template, it's a barrel, boost or a barrel.
Because people were talking about it, and it sounded like they were mixed opinions on that.
Well,
Did you look it up?
Yeah, I've looked it up. Yeah. It has been talked about.
Okay. But not fact?
It's not been fact, but the wording is like that.
Okay.
The template is not allowed to go under the rock, even though the spaceship is allowed.
Okay.
I started really well. I started really well. One of the news was at one hole or something. But everything went down south after that.
Yeah.
I was stuck on a rock pretty much the whole time with Quickdraw until she died. And yeah, the game ended with me being tabled and the new still on one hull with two harpoons on him, I think. Okay. And Vessery was on one hull as well or something. And then the other new was just somewhere.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, somewhere else. Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Ah, but hey, Ole is a great, great player, so.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. Good.
I actually thought my
good day, opponent.
I thought my day was had ended there.
Yeah, yes. you and me both, because
using my bye round one and
yeah.
only getting 150 MOE and then being tabled.
Yep.
Yeah. But your game number two. Let's talk about that.
That was actually a much better experience than the first game, because I was playing Guðbrandur, and he was flying this fun X-Wing list with Poe Dameron, Ian Numb, and Blue Squadron Novice. And he had the Snapshot Ian Numb and the Advanced Optics Predator Poe.
The Stress Snap Ian.
Yeah, Stress Ian. Mm. Yeah, so we flew around the board and did some pew-pews, and I ended up beating Guðbrandur 100-0, so I tabled someone back.
Yeah.
Yay me.
Yay you. Okay.
Yeah, and Guðbrandur's a fun guy. He's a good sport. Good time playing against him.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Okay, my game number three. Where is it? It was against
Thorsteinn Sturla.
Yeah, it was against Sturla.
Yep.
He was playing Dengar Assas.
Dengar had expertise punishing one in K4.
And Assas, it was a lone wolf Assas. The Time walk Assas, yeah. Dengar was one rounded off the table. That's what my list does.
Yeah, that's true.
Then it was just a matter of time when I could take down Assas. It's a time walk Assas, so it takes a little bit of time.
Obviously,
it's alive, for a longer time. But the MVP of that game was Pursabak.
Oh, really?
Definitely, yeah.
I thought Vader had done all the work.
No, that was Pursabak on Assas.
Okay.
But of course, both Quickdraw and Vader were always closing in and just chipping away a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, Pursabak does a lot of damage when he can.
Right.
Yeah. So, I beat him 102-0 there.
Yep.
So, I had tabled someone too.
Yeah.
So, but Stutla, great sportsman. Very fun to play against.
Yeah. And he's actually disabled. So he has a disadvantage because of his, when he's by the table, his chair is not that high up. And I think he's got an amazing mind, and he's playing like much better than I could at that.
Oh, he's getting so much better. He is quite new at this game. He's been playing for, I don't know,
and
6 months to a year or something like that.
Yeah, but when you think about it, you need the top view to be able to gauge the length of your maneuvers and stuff like that. And if I would be terrible at this game if I didn't have that top view thing. So kudos to Sturla, who went 4-2?
Yeah, something like that.
No, what 3-2? Sorry, 3-2. I mean,
the 3-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
My third game was against Haukur.
Okay.
He's a relatively new player as well. He likes playing his double twin laser Y-wings with Unhinged and Cath Scarlet with the Andrasta title, Outmaneuver, Engine Upgrade, Bomblet, and Tail Gunner. So it's a list you don't want to get caught in the wake of the fire spray.
No.
I did all right. I kind of...
You did all right?
Yeah. No, I mean in strategy-wise. I kind of pulled him into places he didn't want to be and managed to get a victory with a 100-0.
So three tables.
Three tables. That's all or nothing. That's me.
Yeah.
And Hugger's also a great sport to play against.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. He really dislikes my Ray for some reason.
Why shouldn't he?
That was a good game.
Ray is kind of like Whisper was, except if Whisper had 8 hull and 5 shields.
Are you talking about pre-nerf Whisper?
No, not really like that. But if Whisper had a white sloop.
He did that like every single time he moved because of cloak. Jesus.
No, he could do the lollipop move.
Yeah.
A she. Whispers a she. Anyways, my fourth game.
Oh, fuck, you're going to talk. I'm going to go for coffee and toilet, and this gonna might take a while.
My fourth game was against Stefan. You might recognize Stefan. He has been on the show with us.
Yes, yes.
Talking about the gunboats. And he was flying one gunboat. He was flying my semi the same list. He was flying Vader, the same Vader as I did, and quick draw, the same quick draw, and except he had advanced optics as well, and a new squadron with harpoon and long range scanners for a total of 99 points. So I was able to give him the initiative.
Right.
Yeah.
What's missing from his list? Because the juggler has him at 90 points.
I don't know. I see everything there. It's just juggler being juggler, I think. Yeah. I did not fly really well at the beginning of the game. I miscalculated my approach. So, I killed his quick draw and wounded his new squadron a little bit, just a little bit, but lost my quick draw and Pursa back. So it was Vader against his Vader and a new squadron, which wouldn't die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, okay, I managed to kill the new squadron in the end, but... It was my Vader against his Vader. My list was at 98 points, and his was at 99 points. So my Vader was 1 point more expensive than him. But my Vader was on one hull left. His Vader was full. And at that time, it was like, what was it? 45 to 50 minutes left of the game. So, the only thing I was thinking about not getting shot at. I didn't care if I was going to shoot or not, but not getting shot at.
Yeah, which I think is correct.
Yeah. Okay, I managed to take out...
And he had the initiative, right?
He had the initiative, so I could move after him. Yeah. But... He's a great player, so it's not easy in any way.
No. He's a calculative player.
Oh, yes, he is. And he knows his Vader. He has been playing Vader for a longer time than I have.
Yeah, before it was cool.
Yeah. I managed to pull down one shot on his Vader without being shot at. So I think I took both of his shields off at one round.
Okay.
No, I took down one shield. Took one shield off.
Okay.
Okay, then we managed to fly around until there was like, I don't know, 15 to 10 minutes left of the game. Then he made a move which I could not get around. So I decided, okay, the only thing I can do, because my Vader had two harpoon tokens on him.
Oh.
Yes. To go to range one.
Okay.
In arc. So I could shoot back.
Yeah.
He shoots me. He and kills me. He loses his shield and one hull.
Yeah.
But because we are the same
PS.
PS.
You get a shot back.
I get a shot back. And of course I kill him as well. So it's like that almost every game for me and Stefan. It's super close.
Yeah.
Okay, so final salvo time. He had six dice, I had seven.
Yep.
He throws his dice, gets three.
You throw yours.
And get four.
So
I win by final salvo.
Yeah, solid victory.
100 to 100. But a point. Oh, I felt so bad about
Stefan. Felt so bad about it.
Yeah, I did too. Stefan's a great player, good friend.
Yeah, he's a great guy also, as well.
Yeah, he really wanted that dice, and I was kind of kicking him out of the tournament.
Yeah. All right, my fourth.
That's my first final salvo on a tournament.
I still haven't come there. Wait.
It's nerve-wracking.
I have gone there. Against, who was it? I think against, Kuni?
Okay. Anyway. One thing.
Yeah.
Because I was playing this nerve-wracking game. Yeah. Really, really nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
When people are playing in a tournament, don't come up to them with your list builder app and ask, hey, what do you think about this list? Don't. Please don't. I will answer you after the game, before the game, anytime, but not
during the not final rounds.
During the final rounds when you're playing an Arc Dodger on one hole left. Okay.
You got that out of the way?
I got that out of the way.
Okay. My fourth game was against Freyr, Mr. Jank.
Yep.
The mad scientist. Okay. And he was actually not so janky this tournament.
No.
He had
semi.
I mean, compared to his other list.
No, okay.
This is not janky at all.
No.
Anyway, he had a Morello Eval on his YV666.
Who?
It's a guy that can shoot his cannon. 180.
Yeah, 180. Okay.
Yeah. It's the Hunt 2 thing. And he had the HLC, Outlaw Tech, and Maul and Dengar. So he does a red, gets a focus, Dengar rerolls, and Maul loses the stress. And accompanying Morello was Asajj Ventress with Glurstim expertise, countermeasures, that Shadowcaster title, and Lats Rousey.
It was, expertise as us. It's a semi-time walk, but more punchy.
Yeah. And the bastard, he was baiting me, and he fortressed in the corner for like four rounds.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to commit to it, because he probably had a plan for that when I was close or something. So I just danced around the edge of my end of the table, and actually just lurked Miranda up the left side, the other side of the map, until I kind of faked him with Miranda and looked like I was committing to engaging him, and then he set off, which he later said he really shouldn't have. And I managed, when he started going, I managed to pull him into the rocks a bit which kind of hindered his turning of the arc, 180 arc of the Houndstooth. And I did a pretty good game. Ray did a good job of evading because I always had her arc facing the attackers.
You mean Ray?
What did I say?
Miranda.
Oh, yeah, Ray. I mean Ray. So, and I actually arc dodged with Ray a little bit as well, being higher pilot skill. And at the end of the game, it was 100-0. So that was a good game for me as well. Mm-hmm. And I love Freyr. He's a fantastic opponent.
Oh, yeah.
Always fun to, you know, keep up the banter and small talk while playing.
There is a little rule in X-Wing. It's called if it's weird, kill it. it's a good rule because if it's weird, it usually does some horrible things to other lists. So just kill it. If you see something you have no idea what to do, what does? Just kill it.
Get it with fire.
But usually with Freyr.
You have no idea.
His whole list is weird.
Yeah.
So you have no idea what to kill.
No.
okay, my fifth game.
Yeah.
That was a win or lose game for me. I knew I had to win this game. I didn't have to win it big. I just had to win it.
Uh-huh.
Because I had been tabled and I won a game on final salvo. So my MOV really wasn't that great.
No. One final salvo, one getting tabled, and one bye.
And one bye, yeah. So, yeah, I knew I had to win this game to go to top eight. And I went against Sindri, and I was terrified of his list. It's a horrible list.
It's a horrible list. Jesper Hills flew against him, and he was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, but Jesper thought it was a really cool list.
Yeah, he likes it. Yeah. But when he was playing it, he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you the list. Yep. It's quick draw.
Sure.
I'm just gonna wait best for last. It's quick draw, it's backups training, Duke.
What?
Yeah. Fire control system, harpoon missiles, comm relay, and lightweight frame. Then he has backdraft with the same things. You know,
same loadout.
Same loadout.
Duke and comm relay.
Yeah, and then he has youngster with debris gambit. So quick first round, quick round backdraft, take an evade, and they just have their evade the whole time. So with Duke and fire control and harpoons, it hits like a brick. It's horrible. I was terrified of it.
Yeah, I got caught off guard the first time I played the list.
Yeah. Okay. I managed to one round backdraft. That's obviously what my list does. So I was, that was round two or something in the game. So, I flew really, really well that game. And I managed to draw him into all kinds of shenanigans there. He started to follow Pursa back. And something like that. So I won that game. It was easier than I thought. But that's probably because I was flying really, really well. And it was game five. And people have the tendency to get tired that many games.
Sure.
So, I won that game. So I was in the top cut.
Nice.
Yes.
Good going. Top eight, baby.
Top eight.
All right.
Your game, number five.
My last game in the Swiss was against Biggie. And he was playing Vessery, Tomax Bran, and Backdraft. Mm-hmm. And Vessery had the Tractor Beam, VI, Tight D, Twin Iron thing.
Yeah, he was 4-0 at that time, I think.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And Tomax had, of course, Crackshot, Guidance Chips, Extra Munitions, and Harpoons. Backdraft had the Adaptabilities, Backups, Fire Control, Lightweight Frame. So all the all the ships on the table were pilot skill 8.
Mm-hmm. That's quite cool, actually.
Yeah, I'm talking about including mine.
Yeah.
And that was a nail-biter. I felt like the whole game I couldn't get a break. And Big is also a very tough opponent. He's a kind of erratic person, but that's just who he is. And it's sometimes hard to keep up with what he's going on about. But that was a nail biter, and we traded on being on top and below on points, and it ended up me being 69 against his 62. Yeah. And managed to eke out a victory in the last few rounds.
Yeah, so he half-pointed Ray and took down Miranda.
Yeah. Well, no. He finished off Ray.
And oh, yes. Yeah, so Miranda he has 62.
He has 62. Yeah. So,
okay.
And that was it. I killed everything except, I think, Vessery or Backdraft. I don't remember. Anyway, it went my way in the end, and which was nice because after at the Swiss's end, I was at the top, baby.
Oh yes,
I was first seed, man.
Top at Swiss. That's awesome.
That was very enjoyable, especially since Kauri tabled me at game one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was like seed number 5 in the top cut. And actually, the three of us Thulas, Jesper Hill.
Yeah.
He went to the top cut as well.
Yeah.
As well as Chris Mitchell. He was 13 points above
Freyr.
In the 8th seed.
Yeah. And Freyr was like 26 points again ahead of Sturla.
Yeah. It was really close.
Yeah, and then Sindri at 520. There were a lot of guys just waiting there to get in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Should we talk about top 8 game?
Top 8 game.
I'll start. I went against Siggi Bjarki.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an old nemesis of mine.
Yes, he is.
Oh yeah. He used to beat me every single time at the tournament. I might be able to beat him at a friendly game.
Yeah, at a casual night.
Yeah, but at a tournament, I was never able to beat him until recently, or recently-ish, maybe for the last 1.5 years or something. I started beating him a little bit.
Yeah.
But he hasn't won me for a while, and I took him out of the top cut for store championship, so he really wanted to win me.
So he had a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, he had a bone.
Okay.
He was flying Dengar Assas as well.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, Dengar got one-rounded.
Again. Wow, again. That's kind of what you do now.
Oh, yes, I do. So, that was just the same old. But his Assas was quite more...
It was more tanky.
More tanky.
Yeah, Glarus Dim, Lone Wolf, countermeasures, and lots.
Yeah. It's a time of Assas. It's the same as what I competed against earlier. But Quick Draw, I don't think Quick Draw hit once. Not once. Until she died. Quick Draw, she hit against Dengar, of course, but then Assas was able to tank every single shot. And Quick Draw died, Bruiserback died, I managed to get Assas to half point.
Right.
And later it was left. Then it was just a cat and mouse kind of thing. My Vader was at full health, so...
Yeah.
It was just picking down us.
One by one.
One by one. Never taking...
Literally.
Yeah. Never taking any chances. It's the top cut. I just have to win. MLB, yeah. Doesn't matter. So, first thing, I don't want to get shot at. That's number 1, 2, and 3. And I won that game. 100-59. So.
Sweet.
So, I got my dice.
You got
dice. And I'm in top 4. So, templates, baby.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I have my 2015 regional templates as well.
Yeah, they're black and nice.
And they look super cool.
Yeah.
Those.
They don't have the play, though.
Let's talk about the templates later.
All right. We're getting to the templates. Yeah. My top 8 was against Chris Mitchell, who is a fantastic guy. And that was a great game. That was such a good game. And before the game, I was kind of, you know, wow, I'm in top cut. And then Chris Mitchell was paired against me, and he had the Fendral Chopper Ghost list.
Yeah, it's not the...
Not the typical one.
Not the typical
one. Because the Fendral has the R3A2 and Hot Cop and VI.
Yeah, and he has Chopper.
Yeah, Chopper, TLT, Engine, Fire Control, Tactician, and Han Solo.
Yeah.
So... He really likes stressing expertise ships like Mirai,
yeah,
and stressing out Mirandas so they can slam. Uh-huh. And
so he can potentially triple stress you.
Oh yeah, he can do all kinds of nasty things.
Yeah,
with, you know, Ray had to go to a therapist after the game. And he played that game really well. I had to, you know, at the 6th game of the day, I really had to put all of my power into using my brain and not mess things up too badly.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, it was a fantastic game. I can't remember any of it. I'm going to have to watch it because I have it on, I have it recorded. So we will also publish that game.
Yeah.
I'm actually, yeah, that's going to be fun to publish because it was such a good game. And Chris is such a good sport. And I managed to beat him 100-69 in the end. It was kind of close. Ray had some, what, four or five hull left at the end when I finished off his Zep in the attack shuttle. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what happened in the game, but I remember the feeling of all the stress sitting against him with that thing coming at me. And yeah, anyway, it was good. Top 4, baby.
Top 4. And you know dice. What? No, that were templates.
Templates, I mean templates. Templates and dice.
And Jesper, he also made it to top 4.
Yeah, that's right.
So 3 of the top 4 were... Thule Squadron.
Yeah, Thule Squadron. On top, on top, on top.
Oh, yeah. On top, on top, on top.
On top, on top, on top.
Okay, my top 4 game.
Okay.
Yeah. I went against you.
Oh, that's right. We played.
Crap. I really didn't want to play that game. I was actually thinking about just flying off the table.
But yeah, because you had a world ticket.
Yeah, because I had a world ticket and I had gotten the dice, that's well the only thing I really wanted.
Yeah.
And I got the templates.
Yep.
They are cool-ish. So either I would have to win the whole thing or just forfeit. But you talked me out of it.
Yeah. Fuck it, they're not going to go to top 4 and just one of us fly off the map. It's just crazy. Let's play the game.
Yeah, but instead I didn't do my usual thing with that list. I started differently.
Yeah, which was actually a good thing for you because we've flown these lists together quite many times.
We're sparring partners, so we know exactly what the other person is going to do. Yeah. So we have to change it a little bit up.
Which is kind of annoying because you called a few of my moves during that
game. Oh, yes, I did.
I'm being clever and you just, oh, no, that, no, that's not working for you.
No.
No.
yeah.
I took the initiative that game because I wanted Pureceback to shoot at Miranda first.
Yeah. Getting an extra die in.
Yeah, getting an extra die in before he goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I flew it differently. I wanted to have fun this game, and oh man, I did. And yeah, let's just say that game was closer than I thought in the beginning.
Yeah, I thought I had it in the bag at the mid part of the game. I didn't. No. That was a nail biter at the end, and came down to some really nice dice rolling by Ray.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's put it like that. Miranda was at one hole with two harpoons on her.
Yeah.
Ray was at two hole.
Yeah.
And I had full health quick draw left.
Yeah.
I managed to fly quick draw.
Avoid the bump.
Avoid a block.
Yeah.
Put it in between Ray and Miranda at range one of them both.
Yeah. With a front back shot. And
back shot. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, it was a calculated move because I wanted to just shoot at Miranda,
mm-hmm.
front and back.
Yeah.
Shoot at Miranda, shoot at Ray, and then get the harpoons off, take two shields off quick draw,
yeah.
and shoot again yeah. because Ray only had two shields left.
But after hull.
Two hull left, sorry.
Yeah.
And I thought, haha, that's a beautiful maneuver. I'm going to kill both of the ship in a single turn. Oh, no. I shot down Miranda.
Yeah, yeah. But
I lost two shields, didn't do a single damage to Ray that round.
Well, yeah, you got in one crit.
No, not that round.
Was that the one after?
Yeah, that was the other round after. You shoot at my quick draw and get three more damage in. So my quick draw is at one hull.
Against my two.
Against your two for that beautiful maneuver. Christ. Yeah, you evaded everything. I was salty then.
Yeah, you were. But not so much.
No, I wasn't really that salty. Okay. But I had a little blood in my mouth.
Getting punched in the face will do that.
Yeah. But next round, after I get another range one shot at Ray.
Off the back, right?
Off the back, yeah.
Yeah.
I managed to hit crit. And Ray rolls a natty evade, adds a die, and re-rolls it to an evade.
Yep.
So one crit goes through.
And it was a major hull breach.
Major hull breach.
The non-crit of the day.
The non-crit of the day, yeah. Yep. It was major something. It was not the major I wanted.
No. Major pin, yes.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. 8-1 with Ray on one hull left.
Oh, that's all you need, right?
Yeah, that's all you need. And but hey, I was really happy for you.
Yeah.
I was really, really happy for you.
I was as well. Yeah. But I should have just, you know, died there because top two, the last game, top table, would have been a better matchup for you than it was for me.
Yeah, probably.
I once went up against Bjarki, who is...
Yeah, Bjarki, he won Jasper Hills in top four.
Yeah, yeah. And Bjarki had four ship rebels.
Yeah.
With a...
Rebel Jack.
Gold Squadron with a title and chopper, bomb loadout, twin laser turret, guidance chips, and using chopper to nom-nom the shields.
Yeah, yeah.
And a rookie pilot, X-Wing, with a flight assist astromech and integrated. Mm-hmm. He had Ezra, or a Stressra.
Yeah, with Hera crew.
A Hera for the K-turns. And a Lorik with selflessness, Wookiee commandos. Yeah. And I think stress dealt out like something like 20, 23, 20, yeah, a lot of stress.
He had a lot of stress on the
ship.
I remember that.
Yep. And I, and she, Ezra evaded so much damage.
That's what he does.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to get a simple on every green dice every time, always. You know.
No, I know.
And, you know, I have a few dice, red dice, to throw at him. Should take damage sometime.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, it wasn't the dice. Bjarki played beautifully, and he locked down Ray with stresses. And I started out pretty stupidly with my Miranda, being too cautious with Miranda and too... You know, aggressive with Ray, which got me into trouble. Mm-hmm. And I had to play 2 hours almost.
Yeah.
Hour 45 minutes trying to catch up, and I couldn't. So Bjarki went away with a victory, and I killed like two of his ships, the Ezra and Lorik. And
the rookie pilot was on two hull.
The gold squadron had lost all the shields, and he had gained some of it back. And Bjarki went away with the regional championship trophy.
Yep.
So congratulations, Bjarki.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was some day.
Wow.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
And and the added bonus of getting a few excellent people to come and travel.
Yeah.
We've mentioned
great players.
Yeah, we mentioned Chris and Jesper
and Cormac.
Cormac, although didn't have such a nice time, he alternated his lists.
And he should have been hungover.
Yeah,
but the guys they came to my place the day before just
for some burgers,
and some beer. But Cormac was driving. He didn't want to get drunk.
He was with his wife.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he driving? Why was he driving?
For those who don't know, Cormac has a special ability.
Yeah, he's got a pilot trait. He's got a text.
When hungover,
you play
he
better.
He wins prizes.
Yeah.
Top four at nationals twice, I think, both times hungover.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he was driving, so he did not drink the evening before, so he did terribly.
He used his store championship buy as well.
Yeah, yeah. And anyway, he didn't do as well. No. And he was thinking about actually taking Miranda Ray to the tournament, but he decided against it.
Decided to go with, what was it?
A double Kylo ship, what's it called?
Double silencer.
Silencers. Double silencer and
Scimitar squadron. The TIE bomber.
That's right.
With tactician and fleet officer. Yeah, so some kind of a janky imperialist.
Yep.
Didn't do really well with it.
And as well.
He won his final game.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Well, at least he didn't go, you know, completely spanked home. But, and as well, Cormac's such a nice guy.
Oh, yes.
And it's a joy to hang out with.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play him, though.
No.
Not this time.
Not this time.
Oh. And it was such a pleasure getting all those...
He's trying to get the worlds, though, so...
Yeah.
Let's hope he gets a ticket
somewhere. He already booked the flight.
Yeah.
He used some mileage points, but he doesn't have a world's ticket yet.
No, he told us he might be just a happy-ish cheerleader.
Happy-ish.
Happy-ish, yeah. Not playing. But
well, I hope he comes.
Yeah, I hope he gets a ticket.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Awesome day. It was held in a hotel.
Yeah, and if any of you guys are thinking about doing some traveling next regional season,
come to Iceland.
Come to Iceland. We will take good care of you, and we'll play some good X-Wing.
We have a quite competitive X-Wing scene. It's not a large community, but it's a tough community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Cormac Higgins, he didn't make the cut. Jesper only just, only just, but he made it.
He made it to top four. Yeah. That's
no, but he was seventh seed then.
Yeah.
And Chris, eighth seed. But they got some tough games, and, mm-hmm. and if you want to come to beautiful country, hang out, catch a beer, and do some X-Wing, you should really think about coming
yeah.
in. Just getting into contact with us, it'll be fun. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
I think we're done.
Yeah. We've talked enough about our regional.
Yeah. You probably shut this down a long time ago. No one wants to hear about game by game.
No, oh, no.
We should have done it Nova Squadron style. Just hang out for 4 hours or something, talk about each game. Every single move.
Yeah, like, I mean, most of our games are on, are recorded anyway. We just could do a play-by-play, only not publish it on YouTube. Just, like, talk about what's going on, and that'll be some really good radio.
Yeah. Or not.
Or not. In any case, we want to wrap this up.
Yeah. Shoutouts. Everyone at regionals.
Everyone at regionals. It was such a special day.
Yeah.
And our community is great. And
special thanks to Haukon.
Yeah. Our TO, we didn't mention him.
Yeah.
But he did a really good job.
Oh. We made prizes.
Yes, we did.
Yes. We gave everyone.
Yeah, a maneuver one and two with Groves in them.
Yeah, with Nups.
Yeah, with Nups. And so everybody got prizes, door mm-hmm. prizes from us.
Yeah.
Because we're Thule.
Yeah.
And Haukon did a good job. It was a very well-run tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Nexus. They upgraded our venue because there were like 24 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a convention space at a hotel downtown in Reykjavik. It was mm-hmm. very nice, and it was very classy, yeah. very nice environment, and everybody had a blast.
Yeah, happy hour on beer the whole time.
Yeah, happy hour on beer.
Any more shout-outs?
Any more shout outs? Everybody at the tournament, we did mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Anybody that wanted to go but couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And to our Victor for taking home the prize and not letting Jesper's dirty paws getting away with it again.
There was actually a prize. Chris came with prizes as well.
Yeah.
There was a prize. Anyone who had won Jesper Hills that day got a prize.
Got an alternate art.
Yeah. Raffle. Raffle prizes. I raffled one out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He's right. Getting templates. One and two.
Yeah. Who?
Our Australian friend. Yeah, Lee.
Oh.
Lee.
Congratulations, Lee.
McMahon. How do you say McMahon?
Do you say that? McMahon.
It's Lee. Lee. You know who you are.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. We met him at System Opens in Denmark. Out of all places.
Yep.
So you're getting templates. Send us your address.
Yeah. So we can send it to you.
Yeah. And special thanks also to the guys at the Pork Squadron in Trondheim.
Yeah, for getting us those awful little critters.
It's made by a guy named
Arild
Julius Öström.
Oh.
Yes, he made it. They look amazing. They're so cute.
Yep. Anyways, favorite swag.
Favorite swag, one of those, yeah. Anyways, that's it for the day.
Yep.
Did you say call it?
Let's call it.
Yeah. Eyjafjallajökull.
Eyjafjallajökull.
And goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.